Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. Are you dealing with overwhelm? If that's the case, you're at the right place. Let's get the show starting. Wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And we're going to talk about being overwhelmed and how to overcome that today. And I'm here with Marilyn and Miranda, the two M&M. So welcome, everyone. So we're here. Why are you passionate about helping people with lifestyle using your zones of genius? So why are you passionate using your lifestyle with your zone of genius? That question went away way too quick. So Marilyn, you start.
Okay, so I think that you should pick your lifestyle first and then your career. So in other words, you should plan how you want to live your life and then design the work you want to do and how you want to work around the lifestyle you want. This will reduce a lot of stress because we tend to do it the other way. And, you know, we focus on getting the job we want or what we think we want. And it really stresses you out because then you realize the job no longer fits around your lifestyle and you have to adapt your lifestyle to fit the job. And that's not how we want to live life. No way.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you completely because if your lifestyle doesn't fit in your job, then you're just miserable, right? So what do you think, Miranda?
Well, I believe that, you know, our life is in, well, can be in overwhelm quite a bit. And we often, because it's such a predominant thing in our society, a lot of us just don't even recognize that it's even occurring. It's kind of like it becomes the norm. And our pets are very, what's the word I'm looking for? They're very sensitive to what's going on with us. And they can see when we're stressed, when we are fearful, when we're sad, and these different emotions, and they react to it. So they can be great indicators for us when something is not quite in balance with us.
I agree. Pets are so amazing. I have a cat, and if I'm sad, he's with me. If I'm stressed out, he's stressed out. So he's a good. They are a good reflection of where we are. And why are we passionate about helping people with lifestyle using our Joan of Genius? See my cat say yes? You're stressed out. Thanks, Tiger. Thank you. He said, you're stressed out here. Relax. So, well, I feel that as a serenity expert, that's something that's very important for me to help my clients really finding out their why, what's important to them first, finding what's their passion, where's their mission, what do they want to accomplish in life. And once they found that out, then how do you integrate that in your personal life and your business life? That allows people to really live in equal parts with their passion and using that to help others or working in their own zone of genius. So when you're able to make an alignment with the two, that your life is just like, that's when people say, well, my work is not work, it's fun because I love doing what I do, so I don't consider it's work. And this way you never get tired, you never have resentment, you never get overwhelmed, because you could spend 12 hours in a day working that job, but it's your own work, whether it's a job or whether it's your own enterprise. But you don't get tired, you don't get overwhelmed because you're excited, you're living your passion. So I think that makes a big difference. Find out what's your passion. Well, let's go to our next question. Why is leisure time important for professionals to thrive in your life and business? So let's start with Miranda this time.
I think it's critical to be able to find that balance in all aspects of our lives. And leisure is one. I think that the having leisure tends to get a bad rap in our society, especially like in Western society, because, you know, even if you take a break and just sit quietly for half an hour, that can be potentially viewed as being lazy because you're not doing something. We're a society that's all about doing. And I think it's important for us to take time to just be.
Absolutely. Like, I love that you mentioned that, just being able to sit quietly and not feel guilty of not doing anything, right? Because often when people say, well, I feel lazy, but that's okay to feel lazy. That's when you decompress. That's where the overwhelm goes away for a little bit. And then you can get started. It's like a, what do they call that? Like a quick nap, right? Like a 20-minute nap sometime can recharge you for the rest of the day. So I agree with that. I totally agree with that. And Monica say, yes, my work is fun. Sometimes I forget about hobbies that are not my work. Absolutely. So now let's see, Marilyn, what do you have to say?
So I think, I read a book. It's called Big Idea, and it talks about your brain waves, the alpha, the beta, and the gamma. And if I remember correctly, and I may be misquoting it, but alpha is like that high state of attention to detail and go, 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 results orientation. And unfortunately, when you're in that realm, you're not being creative. You're just managing the tasks that are at hand. And then you need to have that break, that break into a beta mode where you're relaxing and you're allowing your brain to wander. And during that state is when potentially some new ideas could come. If you ever get to, and I don't know that I do because I'm so damn results oriented, if you get to gamma, that's when really awesome, out of the world, out of the box kind of ideas come. And what they demonstrate in the book is that someone, they compared two employees and someone who just worked and worked and worked and worked and worked, and then even took work home and continued to work and work and work, didn't get half as much done as the person who worked, took a break, took some time, came back, worked, went home, and didn't work again. And that individual actually accomplished more than the person who worked and worked and worked. So I think there's, you know, the brain is an awesome thing, but it too can get tired. And I think that we need to structure those moments of getting up away from the desk, even if it's just to look out the window or get a new cup of coffee, whatever it is, those breaks are really required so that we can come back refreshed and energized again.
Yeah, I like that. I'll have to have a look at that book, you know, so if somebody can put it in the chat, that'll be great. So people can refer to it for sure. And yes, I feel that leisure, that's what Marilyn said it really well, but it allows you to give your brain a break from, because trying to be focused, because when you do it constantly without break, your brain gets tired, but we want to push, we want to keep going, we want to keep doing that. And that's not very good. So by taking those breaks, high performance habit from Brendan Bouchard, he says also that every 50 minutes, you take a 10-minute break. So you do something energetic, whether you do jumping jack or you go on a bicycle for 10 minutes or you go for a walk or you do something physical, or the rebounder, do something energetic in that 10 minutes in order to reoxygen the brain, to give yourself time to go down before you go back up, and then you can continue working, and it allows you to be able to be more focused, to be more energized. Because sitting down at a desk in front of a computer screen doesn't really oxygen your brain a whole lot. And by doing that little 10 minutes of moving and exercise, even if it's just walking up and down the stairs, going the corner of the street and come back, all these things would allow you to to reoxygen your brain and give new energy into your days. Thank you, everyone. Now, next question. How has not found time to play been a problem for you in the past, and how did you overcome it? Let's start with Marilyn.
Okay, well, I think the big bottom line is, you know, getting stressed and getting, you know, sick, you know, to the point. And when I worked at Intel, there was a lot of cases, you know, the projects were heavy duty, coming up to deadline, struggles. And then finally you hit that deadline and you've been just running on every ounce of energy and intuitiveness that you have. And then all of a sudden you're done. And the majority of the teams would get sick because their body finally could give up and, you know, attend to something else. So I think there's a lot of things that we need to think about. We can go, 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 and our body will do whatever our brain tells it to do. And it'll keep going until all, you know, until it can't go anymore. But there's been studies where marathon runners have been tested, and after running and running and running, they've their blood tested, and because they were out of energy, out of protein, and out of you know, something for their body to burn, they actually found particles, organ particles, in their bloodstream because the body needed the fuel, needed the energy to keep going and running. So, you know, it is unfortunate that we don't realize that our body, our brain, and even, you know, that all needs rest. But if you don't rest it, guess what? You become a real caustic person to be around. And nobody wants to be near you because you're just your mood and your attitude and everything takes on that stressed environment.
Wow, I didn't know that, what you've said. So that's pretty pretty amazing to be able, because I agree with you. Like, there's people that think they can go, go, go forever, but eventually they get sick, right? So it's not a good thing. So what do you think, Miranda? What's your take on that?
Well, I think this is something that I'm still learning. I've been getting better at taking breaks myself during the workday, and it's been helpful, but I still struggle with the mindset of, you know, oh, I can only take a 5-minute break or a couple of minute break or something like that, and then I got to get back to whatever it is that I'm doing. And I know consciously that that's not the healthy way to be, but it's letting go of that mindset, because it's so ingrained. And, you know, I'm not that great at the playing aspect. I want to be able to actually get better at the playing aspect and having fun. But I think there are things that I do that are very helpful, like I do an energy routine once or twice a day, which just takes a few minutes to do. And that helps to re-energize me and rebalance the energy in my body. Or sometimes I'll do some yoga movement type things to help eliminate the stress on my body from sitting for long periods of time. So it's still a work in progress for me.
Hmm. Thank you, Miranda. Yes, it is for a lot of solopreneur, because we tend to think that we got to do everything right away and not stop, and that can be detrimental to our health. And as you were saying, as both of you were saying, like, yes, I've been there too, and I'm still there at some time, because I have projects to do, and I go and go and do those projects, and then I just put my head down, and then I'm not as productive as I should be, because, or I want to be, because I'm too tired. Like, I don't take the break that I need. And what the problem that it causes is that maybe not on that day, but if I've been on the computer working, or even sometimes wasting my time, because I found sometimes the time is not used properly for all the reason of the previous question, But I found that the next day I feel like crap. I have migraine that develops, or I feel achy. Mm-hmm. So by taking more time away from the computer during the day to take a break, as I mentioned earlier, like doing more little breaks throughout the day, stretching for me is a big thing. I found that by doing that, it allows me to get my blood flowing and being able to be more productive and be more successful in the thing I want to accomplish, for sure. All right. These are great answers. So now, why should you ask for help when you're trying to add more fun in your life? So I'll get you to decide who's want to get it. First one that raised her hands up, we'll start. Drum roll. Okay, I'll have to pick. Miranda, you go. They don't want to go. There you go. Go ahead.
Well, I think it kind of goes back. Okay. I think that it kind of goes back to the sort of the previous question, where it's like the mindset being ingrained of just doing and constantly working on whatever it is you're working on. So if we ask for outside help, then we've got somebody who's saying, hey, you know, we've got something scheduled. Let's go out for a walk now. Let's go play with your dog or something, like if you have a partner or something like that. It's somebody who can pull you away when you feel that resistance to come away yourself.
That's great. Thank you. What about you, Marilyn?
So I was thinking of who could I delegate it to? Who could I ask, you know, why do I have to do everything? And I know the answer for me is because I can just get it done faster than to have somebody else. But over the years, as an old person that I am, I have learned that, you know, their way is just as good as my way. And as long as I get the results I need. So, you know, it's a matter of, you know, seeking out people to support you and help you so that things still can get done and you have the free time to do fun things. Mm. And then, you know, I also look at, you know, a lot of the stuff I do for fun has multiple benefits. Like I love to kayak. Well, I also have sore shoulders. So the kayaking motion loosens up my shoulders. And my physical therapist was like, so excited. Oh, you kayak? That's the best thing for your shoulders. And, you know, it is that quiet time that I can get into beta mode. And who knows, maybe, you know, someday if I pay attention enough, I might get that glimpse of gamma. But, you know, I think there's a lot of things that we can learn, and the fun stuff actually benefits us, you know, not only mood, but there's also physical benefits. And, you know, depending upon if it's a hobby or something, you could be creating, you know, you can be using creating skills, developing skills, expanding your skills, that type of stuff. Because a lot of the stuff I do for fun is I hang with my ladies. I have a couple of clubs that I belong to. And, you know, so I get to talk to a lot of women entrepreneurs that are out there on a social level. And that's improves my communication skills, my empathy skills, as well as I have a lot of fun because we love to laugh.
And Miranda, what do you do for fun?
Well, every weekend, or pretty much every weekend, I go walking or hiking with a friend of mine out in nature. And, you know, during the winter, we go into a particular area where it connects with the dog park. So then we can watch the dogs playing. Sometimes we get the opportunity to interact with them, which can be a lot of fun. And, but I also find, like from a spiritual perspective, I find that it helps to really rebalance me, reconnect me with when I'm involved with nature. and I can allow myself to just be in nature and allow the thoughts to just kind of dissipate, even if it's only for a few seconds. That's one of the big things I do, but I also, I enjoy reading, and that's one of the things that I usually do in the evening to help me relax. And I also regularly do Pilates, yoga,
nice,
body movement of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And for me, my love language is quality time. So I'm someone that likes to do things with others. Like I would not go, like I used to have a motorcycle and I used to have people to go do motorcycling, I guess that's the word, to go run a motorcycle with. But then when I was not hanging out with these people anymore, I wouldn't go do my motorcycle on my own. So then I sold it. And so it's really important for me to integrate a fun time and outside of my office time with others. So I need to associate with people that are doing activities. One thing I can do on my own is go for a walk around the neighborhood, so that I'm good to do that. And one thing I do to relax, and it gives me energy. And just now, before this call, I just came back from playing golf. So I have a buddy, we usually play golf together. And I, for whatever reason, haven't played since a long time. I think I played once last year and that's it. So it was pretty exciting to go today and spend 3 hours in the beautiful sunny Vancouver and go play golf and then come back here. So talking about balance between fun and work, which is not work here, but that's the idea, is that, okay, I came back from outside. I message you guys and say, okay, I'm here. I made it, you know? So if I do something with someone, it's a lot easier for me to reach out. So that's why having a tribe, having people that do different activities make a huge difference for me in order for me to be active. Because I'm happy to be alone at home. I'm an introverted person that needs to do things with others. Does that make sense? No, but that's okay.
You're probably an ambivert.
Yeah. I don't need a lot of people. One person's good, you know? All right. So let's see. What is one tip for calibrating your life by focusing on your lifestyle? And I'll start with Marilyn.
So I think the key tip is realize that your focus and what you enjoy doing will change over time. My husband and I have a regular conversation on this, and we're amazed at this, all the stuff we used to do when we were in our 30s and how we loved doing it. And we sit back now going, wow, that was crazy. I can't believe all the stuff we crammed into a day. And now, you know, we still enjoy being outside and outdoors, but we view things differently, and it's okay. And it's not, partly it's because, we've done it already, and it's the excitement or the thrill or the challenge of doing it all is past, but we still enjoy several of the activities. We just look at it a little more at the present, like, oh my gosh, look at that sunrise, or oh my gosh, look at that sunset. Whereas before, we maybe see 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20, we just weren't in tune with what's around. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just, things change as we change. I remember I was excited about having my kids late in life because I got to see the world through their eyes again. So I got to see, oh my gosh, yeah, that bumblebee is pretty cool. Or, yeah, it's great, those flowers, butterflies. I walk by them all day long and don't even, until my kids are like, oh, look at that. And so now I'm back again at that stage of, oh, wow, wait a minute. The flowers are blooming. Where are the dang butterflies? Well, it's so cold, I can understand why they're staying home.
Nice. I like that. That's so cool. And also, I wanted to bring back that you said earlier that, I'm old now, but I would rather say you're wiser. You're not old. You're wiser, So we don't grow old. We grow wiser. I like that better than, saying we grow old. So Miranda, what do you think about, what's your one tip for calibrating life by focusing on your lifestyle?
Well, I like what Marilyn had mentioned about being present. I think that for me, that's a key thing, and to try to avoid taking things for granted, because, you know, so many of us can look at, you know, a tree, a flower, a bird, and say, "Oh, I've seen that before." It's like, and then just completely just look past it, because we're not willing to look at it in a perspective of seeing it in a new way and opening ourselves up. So I think that being present and trying not to get caught up in the past or the future is, and just noticing and observing things around you, it's a great way to open ourselves up to being able to see things in a new way.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Thank you. Yeah. Just don't get caught up in your life and just take a step back. What do they say? Take a step back and smell the roses. You know, take time to smell the roses. So I think that's pretty cool. And for me, my one tip is to time block it. I often give that example of the jar, and you have big rocks, medium rocks, little rocks, sands and water. And the big rocks are the fun things, the things for yourself with your family, the leisure time. And when you put the big rocks in the jar, there's still room for a lot of stuff. But if you fill it up first with the sand, which is the, let's say, the work, you know, if you fill it up with the sand, which is the work, then you can't put anything else in that jar. So when you plan your days, when you plan your calendar, think about planning and put it in your calendar and time block it and lock it and say, nothing will take me away from that. It's time for yourself, time with your family, fun time, weekends or afternoons or evening, a date night, whatever will work for you. Put it in your calendar and plan it. So this way, you will be sure that if anything else come that way, you say, no, sorry, I can't do that. I have an appointment in my calendar. You don't have to say, I'm going to go play golf. But you could say, I have an appointment in my calendar. It doesn't fit in there. And then people will book somewhere else. Or you'll find ways to do different things at different times. But think about yourself first. Oh, do we have any announcement? Yes, we'll start with, I'll let the great master behind the scene decide. We'll start with Miranda.
Oh, if you would like to connect with me, and if you would like to learn about how your animals' behaviors, their connection with you, and how they interact with you, you can find me at theanimalfilespodcast.com. It has all our podcast episodes as well as our socials and Gmail account as well. So you can reach out to me that way.
Thank you so much. Now, Marilyn.
All right. Well, if you're interested in delving deeper on how to balance your life and get that joy, my company is Enjoyable Life's Journey, and I focus on helping people, especially people in their 50s that are looking at really changing things up and wanting to move to a fuller life outside of their current career. And then my passion is helping moms, new moms or moms-to-be, really grab hold of what parenting is all about and enjoy their role. So if you're interested in either of those topics and want to make some changes in your life or expand your knowledge, reach out to me at marilyn-robinson.com.
Wow, that's fabulous. I know, Marilyn, you do great things with young mom for sure. You've learned from experience. And for myself, well, as you saw, I'm a serenity expert. And if you want to get out of that overwhelm, if you want to move from crisis to oasis and find that place where you can live your life and not have any stress or see situation in front of you with different eyes that allows you to have a much better quality of life, reach out to me. You can book on my calendar, calendly.com/serenityexpert, and I would love to have a conversation with you and see if we're fit. So thank you so much, ladies, for being here with us today. It was a great show. I appreciate all your fabulous answers.
Okay, now for the community announcements. In the mink world, we have so many things always going on, but the most important part is what is in it for you? That's right. We would love for you to follow us on all of the podcast locations. So if you've enjoyed today's show and other conversations with us, you can listen to them on the go. That's right. You can go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and all the places you can find your podcast so that you can listen, so you can get motivated, stay inspired, keep networking, and gain knowledge on the go. Also, if you are interested in being on the show, we would love to have you be right here, a co-host on the screen. You can go to www.minklifemotivation.com/live and apply to be on the show so you can join our co-host and talk about all the conversations, all the things that entrepreneurs need to hear in this world. We are so excited to have another season go on. Back to you, Denise.
Thank you so much. Yeah, join us. It's fun to be here, and the more the merrier, for sure. And I was so happy to have you here, ladies. Thank you so very much. It was a great show. And come back and see us on Wednesday morning for another episode.
Bye.